Hey, what's up, Toby? We've made it another week.
Woo!
Process Debt episode number 25.
25?
I mean, yeah.
Oh, baby. Well done.
I know. It's pretty amazing. You know, it's funny. So we track we use a podcast thing and drop stuff.
Yeah.
We were talking about where the people are. A shout out to Grayson, and we're like, wait, we know that person.
We love Grayson. Let's narrow down to a state and find them.
They're amazing. You're like, you find all your friends all over the U.S. That's actually pretty funny. All right. Usually I'm the one that noodles on topics. We're going to flip things around. You got a topic this week.
For 25. Yeah. I feel like you've done enough lifting on trying to generate topics. So let me kick it off a little bit with what leads me to this. And so I want to call my bank and ask a simple question. I've got a loan on a car that I could pay off. And so if I pay it off, can I just strap another loan back on it? Intuitively, I think, why would they not do that, right?
Yeah.
But I want to verify it. I'm in that headspace. So I call in, and this is a local credit union.
Okay.
There's a dozen branches at best in my corner of West Washington. And I get into their telephone directory system, and there are no options to talk to a human. You know? If you would like money, then press, call somebody else. If you check your digital balance thing, press 1. They go through this laundry list, background checks on former employees, share your preference for ice cream flavors. It was everything. And I waste 10 minutes trying to get through this damn thing. And then I'm starting to press random things. Cause I'm like, maybe a background check will give me your. No. 10 minutes later. I get to somebody and I'm like, this is kind of screwed up. You know, you guys are a small credit union, you're a community-based business, you're member-driven. Yep. And so I equate that to a lot of small organizations that so many of us frequent.
Yep.
But I said, hey, you guys only exist because of your members. And what you've done is you've taken otherwise healthy customer process and you've jammed it confusing and broken and uncomfortable technology into it.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I'm so sorry, but did you try our online chat? And I said, that's funny that you should bring that up. Okay, clearly this isn't an overview. I'm diving deep into the rant. And I'm like, how funny that you should bring up your online chat bot. It is broke dick. Like, I go into it, and I'm like, hello? And it keeps saying, hello, how can we help you? And I'm like, look, 10 second, Tom. I need to talk to you again. How can we help? I mean, surely I'm not the only one that has experience. I expect this of Wells Fargo, or if I try like an airline, I expect, the normal 40 minutes we're experiencing are unusually usual high call volumes.
Yeah. But,
I mean, do you feel this? Like, people are putting technology in process and breaking relationships and they don't realize.
It doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Because I think somewhere along the lines, like, businesses ceased to provide value to their clients.
Yeah.
And they're more interested in providing value to their shareholders.
Yeah.
And that to me personally is a fundamentally short-term play.
Totally. If I have the choice between a small local business that offers comparable but maybe less complete services than a big national or a publicly traded.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10, I want to opt for the other. The convenience factor is a thing. So,
sure.
I think Bezos is a clown, but he's a wealthy clown and he's got me hooked on the juice. And so, Prime, Amazon shipping, it's a habit that we've all, at least so many of us have developed.
Yeah.
But, wow. Right.
I think it's one of the things that we're going to miss, one of the things that we're going to miss with Gen AI or the LLMs.
Okay. Say more about
it. Because, they're a confident storyteller, but you don't know if the story's true. Like, ultimately that's the problem, right? Is like everybody's throwing money at this. And I think Gen AI will actually do a lot of great things.
Yeah.
When it aligns with the process that aligns with the business strategy and direction.
I love that.
Otherwise, so
technology works when it aligns with the process that supports the business strategy. Is that correct? What you say?
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, and I think the problem with humans is we're so flippin' adaptable. And so we will put up with the shittiest process.
Word.
Yeah.
Like it is like, I mean, you know, you see these, you know, you see the reels on Instagram and people, you're like, what is that job? Like, what are they doing? Like, I mean, even, you know, like, I don't know. What's the craziest like process thing or like just weird thing that's happened in your career that you've seen?
Oh God.
Like where people are just like, you're like, what are you doing?
I once had a financial report. It was a piece of analysis that I'd done for a senior manager. It got circulated back to me like 3 weeks later, and they asked me to run a similar analysis to validate it.
And they thought what you're asking for was something independent. And I thought, this is a hell of a Rube Goldberg machine we've built, you know?
One second. Let me look into that. It looks solid.
It's a piece of genius, frankly. I hope you're paying whoever created this a sick amount of money. No, I mean, you know, this concept of the Rube Goldberg machine, overly complex. They're funny when you Google them. And for listeners that aren't familiar with them, it's worth Googling and just seeing all the wacky stuff. Most of them are created just for humor's sake. And yet the corporate world is riddled with these things where it's like, you know, we need to have you in New York next week.
Yep.
So we'll go to your corporate travel and do that. And so oftentimes they ask us a myriad of questions and we just don't care.
Yeah.
So we filled out our entire travel profile. I like the aisle. I like to fly mornings or nights. You know, I prefer business class. Just saying. Yeah. But then they still riddle us with, well, you know, do you want to lay over in Chicago or do you want it over here? And when do you want to fly? And when is your meeting? And I'm like, half that's none of your business. Just give me three options and let me pick. If I have my own way, I've got all my apps on my phone and do it 12, you know?
Well, and then I think some of it comes down is people don't realize that someone actually made the choice.
Yeah.
And built the ritual, whatever that ritual is.
Right.
And someone can actually change it.
Yeah.
But most of the time we think that these things are immovable, right? Like, I don't know if you've ever like had any issues with like expense reports where like, I'm just saying like that seems to be this really funny place where it's like, you know, how much, what's our per diem per day? It's like, you know, 50 cents and here's a coupon, right? and then it goes up, you go up two levels and you're like, we ordered some Dom Perignon with the steaks that we're having.
Yeah.
And so you have these like really wide, weird differences.
Yeah.
And then you end up with all the, like, you end up with a lot of policies around them too. It's like, well, we got to do all these things. And you're like, just spend the money the way that if it was your business, you would spend the money.
You know, that's exactly the advice I got from a guy named Mike Daniels when I was in telecom 20 some years ago. Mm-hmm. I said, how much do you pay for a hotel room? And he said, the exact same that I'd be willing to pay if I had to foot the bill.
Yeah.
He said, that's always my simple rule. Yeah. Meals or entertainment or anything else. If it gets rejected, I still want to be feeling like that was the right choice.
Yeah.
So no, that's great advice. It's funny. I think oftentimes we believe technology will do a better or more effective job.
Yeah.
But effective and efficient isn't always that thing that's best for the people we're trying to connect with. And I think what underpins this for me, Chris, is I want connection with the organizations that I do business with.
Yeah.
You know, I don't live in a small town. I don't have, you know, I don't have the Brady Bunch butcher down the street dating my housekeeper.
Yeah.
Well, I would totally lean into that if that were the case. But I do want to feel like they recognize me at the bank. I do want to feel like they recognize me at the barber. And so that's another one where they're scheduled through the app. They keep pushing apps because they feel like everybody wants an app and it gives them more time to be earning the dollars.
Yeah.
But the reality is if I'm presented with too many selections and headaches, the answer is peace out.
Yeah.
I'm going to take my ball and go home and take my business.
Well, sometimes it's like, what's the total cost of ownership? Dude. Right. You know what I mean? Like everything becomes a budget line.
Right.
Right. And if you're managing to the budget line, someone is going to get offended or hurt or no longer do business with you. Right. Right. And so like, if you think about like the bank analogy here.
Yeah.
It was the budget line.
Yep.
Right. Someone was answering the phone. She's probably a sweet, sweet lady with a great voice. People loved hearing her, but there was dollars there. Right. And so you had to cut labor, and they cut labor because they were sold on a phone system. The phone system was a one-time, you know, some sort of expense that went to the IT budget.
Yeah. And it came to my labor budget.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I'm now no longer obligated or responsible for that. And I just use sweet Aunt Judy.
Correct. And then you lose visibility to the reason why people are leaving.
Yeah. Well, Chris, that is exactly the reason why, and you know me well enough to know now that particularly if something crawls under my saddle, here comes a Yelp review. Yeah, but this was a case where, you know, that even though we're a couple hundred thousand people here, I went out and it's like, surely I am a degree or two of separation from one of their executives or a board member. And
yeah.
Turns out I know two of their board members. And so I reached out to both of them on LinkedIn. And I said to them, you're taking time out of your busy schedule to help guide and direct this organization.
Yeah.
And it is failing.
Yeah.
And here's specifically where you're failing members.
Yep.
And this is a case of like, you know, before we started the podcast tonight, I was talking about this Let Them book that Mel Robbins is got bouncing around the bestseller list right now. But this interesting idea is like, if somebody does something that offends you or upsets you, let it go. Mm-hmm. You can't control other people. Yep. You can control your reaction.
Yeah.
And so this is a case, I just didn't know it yet, but it was a case where I'm like, I'm so bothered by this. And I've been with this institution. I've been an ongoing member in banking here for 30 years.
Yeah.
So at some point I have a sense of ownership around it.
Yeah.
Right? And so I reach out to two different board members, both get back with me. And then I get an introduction to their COO. And I thought, well, this is how it's supposed to work. Fantastic.
There you go.
But I shared with her the exact same thing. And it's that after 30 years, I'm not asking for special treatment. You might choose to give that to me as a middle-aged male.
Sure.
But I'm a parent. You know, I have kids that are looking for banking relationships. And I have friends that aren't all middle-aged white males.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I'm not asking for special treatment. I'm asking you guys to do your job.
Yeah.
You know, because of all businesses, that's purely relationship. They don't really do anything. You know what I mean? Outside of loans. Yeah. So.
Well, it comes down to like most, I think culturally we've gone to be more reactionary than having the ability to respond.
Yeah.
And so I think businesses have done the same thing.
Isn't that true? It's an organism.
Yeah, where it's like we've got to grow, we got to grow, and then and we should add value, right? Like I think that's where people lose passion about work. Mm-hmm. When you know you're helping people, it's easy to be like, yeah, we're making a difference here.
Totally.
Whereas if it's about if it's about the accounting, the accountants are going to be excited, but the rest of the business might be like, I don't care about your balance sheet.
Yeah. I'm dying on the vine, baby. Yeah,
the cash flow statement looks beautiful. Thank you for sharing.
I'll tell you, you touched on something a moment ago that I want to pull back up because it really resonated with me. And it's that it was a budget line item and a salesperson came in shopping a phone system. As customers, we don't come in and try to sell our needs for connection or our needs for service. Like, we don't think that's our job. I'm the customer. But if we don't express that displeasure when a process is failing, how are they ever going to know? They've hidden all of the human signals, you know, inside of technology. And so an otherwise good process of taking calls and routing effectively is...
Well, I guarantee you they have very good metrics on that.
On the routing,
the efficiency of routing, how many calls they've deferred. Like I bet you they have a wicked cool spreadsheet that is killing their clientele.
That's right. All your statistics are irrelevant.
Yeah.
If clients value the connection, all the throughput, all this old time, 100%.
Yeah, it was.
I think you're one.
We're at 15 minutes, so we'll wrap it up here. But I was at happy hour yesterday.
Yeah.
And someone from IT was talking, and he was just like, we were just talking about IT changes and everything. Yeah. Everything's different. And we're, you know, as you do in at happy hours, you share all the lovely things. I mean, you share some of your struggles.
Yeah.
But what was interesting is the guy in IT was like, you guys have to tell us that. Whatever the change was, right?
Right.
Like, it didn't even matter. They're like, if you are feeling pain, you have to tell us because we don't know.
That is a, let's come back to that. Maybe that's next week's, because I think you're right. The, if only one of the two parties to the dance is receiving a signal, how do you expect the other person, like telepathy, you know?
Telepathy.
I'd opt for telepathy. I just don't know.
I like telepathy.
Yeah.
All right. Cool, man. We'll pick it up next week.
Thanks,
buddy. Thanks, man. All right.
Yeah.